This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
President, do you have a question for President Putin?
Not so much. Oh my God. He's trying to play it off now. He literally pointed at him. Holy shit. I want to run you all through the terrifying display that just took place in Ankara, Turkey, as Donald Trump had his cognitive decline on full display. He called Zelensky Putin to his face multiple times. He then refers to Iran as the Islamic Republic of Japan. A bunch of cognitive glitches and screw-ups still can't even touch the fact that Donald Trump has made the globe an inherently more dangerous place. Even if we push aside the fact that he promised to end all these wars, end Russia and Ukraine on day one, even if we put that aside, he has since then gotten screwed over and tricked by Vladimir Putin into allowing the war to escalate and giving Putin the runway to continue going on. When it comes to Iran, the United States struck Iran multiple times last night in a very intense way. So after Donald Trump promised the world that everything would be simpler and that wars would be over, that is yet another one of his lies. Iran attacked three commercial ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz yesterday morning, and the United States responded by revoking a sanctions waiver that allowed Iranian oil sales to continue. They struck Iran very severely, and they launched drone strikes on more than 80 Iranian military targets. We also launched missiles. So we targeted their facilities, we targeted their infrastructure, and Donald Trump is saying that we are going to continue striking. The point here is the war continues. The war with Iran continues to escalate. Israel is fighting Lebanon. We have sparked more conflict in the Middle East. And over in Eastern Europe, Donald Trump is abandoning our NATO allies, disrespecting Zelensky to his face, and allowing Putin to continue trying to gain ground, but it's not really working out well. Here is a video of the strikes in Iran last night. It sounds like children are screaming in the background of this. Oh, this is terrible.
Bandar Abbas.
It's in Bandar Abbas. That was near Iran last night. Now, the video that I'm about to show you is Kyiv. This is Ukraine now. This is what happened after Russia bombed Kyiv, and Ukraine has been retaliating, surgically trying to target Russian infrastructure, targeting Russian military bases, making sure that they are playing within the rules of combat, but Russia doesn't care. It's an asymmetric war when Ukraine is trying to respect international law and Russia is inherently violating it by trying to take over land. So all of this loops me back around to Donald Trump then meeting with Zelensky at the NATO summit. A really scary series of events takes place as Donald Trump repeatedly fumbles his words. And then later on, the NATO Secretary General is pressed and they say, hey, how do you sit next to Donald Trump while he says this stuff? It's a really interesting moment. Let's walk through all of it. If you appreciate these steady-handed breakdowns with the facts, so we push back against all these lies in the algorithm, then it means the world if you drop a like below. It's free to hit the like button, and it really helps boost these videos into the algorithm. You can also subscribe if you want more content. This is Trump repeatedly calling Zelensky Putin.
Do you have a question for President Putin,
please?
Do you have a question for President Putin? Not so much.
Oh my God, he's trying to play it off now. He literally pointed at him.
Do you have a question for President Putin, please?
He reaches over and calls him Putin. Then I think he realizes what he did, so he acts like he didn't.
Do you have a question for President Putin? Yes. Not so much. What would you like to ask him? Because I'm going to ask him that question.
I have a question.
Okay, but then it gets worse. Trump is trying to talk about Iran, and he calls it the Islamic Republic of Japan. Could you imagine if Biden did this?
I told this story yesterday. We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. They were shot at the aircraft carrier. I told this story yesterday.
What?
We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. They were shot at the aircraft carrier.
Okay, sorry. It's like funny because it's so scary. We are currently involved in multiple wars on multiple fronts in the Middle East and in Europe. And Donald Trump doesn't even seem to know the fundamental names of these countries, meaning he doesn't know the fundamental motivations of people like Vladimir Putin or the younger Khamenei's son in the Iranian regime. He doesn't know the off-ramp or the way to negotiate these deals. Time and time again, Donald Trump has been infinitely charitable to Vladimir Putin, saying that Putin wants to end this war. Putin is ready to wind the war down. That has given Putin the permission structure to continue stringing Donald Trump along. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the Iranians realize that if they just copy Putin's strategy by stringing Trump along and acting like peace is near, they can continue to get endless concessions after endless concessions. Trump then, while sitting next to the NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte, begins to rant about Greenland, saying Greenland is a big problem for us.
Other than that, we're having the big meeting in a little while, and I'm gonna relate my problems. Greenland is a big problem for us, and the other big problem is the fact that when we wanted them, we didn't want them badly, but we did say, if you want to join us, and they all said no. But when they could have, they weren't there for us. And we've been there for them. We spent over $1 trillion over the last short period, trillion, in order to protect these countries from Russia.
We're all protecting ourselves from Russia. He doesn't understand. He has such a reductive and myopic view of the world. But when it comes to Greenland, he said Greenland is a big problem for us. It reminds me of that quote. It says, if you meet an asshole in the morning, then you probably met an asshole, right? But if you're meeting assholes all day and everybody is an asshole, there's a chance that you're just the asshole, right? So when Donald Trump says that Greenland is a big problem, NATO is a big problem, Maloney is a big problem, Italy is a big, France is a big problem, Canada is a big problem, I'm beginning to think that Trump himself might just be the problem. You know, in this next clip, Mark Rutte, the NATO Secretary General, who always is praising and glazing Trump, gets asked a very tough question on stage. It said, how do you keep your self-respect while sitting next to Donald Trump? Now, just for some inside, this is how I feel about this. When Mark Rutte originally started praising Trump about a year and a half ago, I actually was okay with it because I thought it was a clever strategy to match what Putin does. Putin constantly praises Trump to try to disarm him. So I thought, okay, NATO must have intelligence reports saying that the way to protect Ukraine is to get Trump on NATO's side. Whatever you have to do, I care a lot about Ukraine. I care a lot about human rights, sovereignty, in the same way that I care a lot about the West Bank and Gaza and other countries, Taiwan. But now it's getting to a point where Mark Rutte, the guy on screen right here, the NATO Secretary General, has no self-respect.
Rasmus Reneborg from the Danish news agency,
yes,
Danish news agency Ritzau. Mark, you sit next to Donald Trump in moments where he talks about conquering Greenland, talks about lashing out at allies like Spain, starting trade wars, things that it doesn't seem like the old Mark Rutte would approve of. Does this have any effect on your self-respect when you sit next to him like that and say nothing?
You know, what I always do is acknowledge when praise is due, and I think we should praise Donald Trump for the fact that NATO is so much stronger. Of course, it has to do with the Russian threat, it has to do with the war in Ukraine, but it very much also has to do with President Trump delivering now what since Eisenhower the United States tried to achieve, equalizing spending between the US and Europe. And it makes Europe stronger, it makes Europe more relevant for the United States as a partner. So that is the transformative character of this summit, of what happened in The Hague, the implementation since The Hague, this summit as a point in time where we take stock, and I think that is extremely important. And when it comes to Greenland, I already explained, we had a meeting in Davos, and I said, I agree with you.
Oh my God, this guy is spineless as hell. I'm sorry. A year and a half ago, I was okay with seeing if the strategy would work, but now it seems like he's just endlessly praising Trump and losing his self-respect. This reporter right here needs to teach American journalists how to ask direct questions. He says, does this have any effect on your self-respect when you sit there and say nothing? It's kind of a brutal question.
Lashing out at allies like Spain, starting trade wars, things that it doesn't seem like the old Mark Rutte would approve of. Does this have any effect on your self-respect when you sit next to him like that and say nothing?
And you know what Mark Rutte answers, as I just showed you? He starts to praise Trump even more. It's honestly despicable. Trump then, while sitting next to Zelensky during his Zelensky meeting, says, "I don't want to upset Zelensky, but everything I've done with Putin has been fine."
I'm supposed to reimpose the naval
blockade.
I don't
find that with him. And I mean, I don't want to upset him, but everything I've done with President Putin has been okay. It's been good. He's going to say, "Oh, but I wouldn't expect you to say that, but that's good. I don't think anything's going to be broken. And we're going to do a security guarantee in case it is."
Dude, look at Zelensky's face while he's saying this. There should never be a circumstance in which the U.S. president begins to praise Vladimir Putin while Vladimir Putin is actively attacking our ally of Ukraine. See, if Trump doesn't even understand the difference between Iran and Japan, if Trump's cognitive decline is too much to understand the difference between Zelensky and Putin, then why would he understand the importance of security guarantees when talking about Ukraine? The importance of security guarantees, by the way, it's because Russia repeatedly lies about deals, breaks those deals, and then continues to reinvade. They invaded Georgia in 2008. Then they backed off. Then they invaded Crimea in 2014. Then they paused for a bit. Then they continued the strategy of starting and pausing wars by relaunching their war in 2022 against Ukraine. And here's the risk. If we end this war with no guarantee for Ukrainian security, Vladimir Putin, or whoever comes next, will relaunch this war in like 2029, maybe. Maybe it's 2031. However long it takes them, they will relaunch this war because they view it as their right to take over Europe. That's what Russia views it as. Russia views the very existence of Ukraine as a threat, the very existence of NATO as a threat. That is very important to understand in this situation. Here's Donald Trump's mistakes all summarized into one clip.
I told this story yesterday. We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. They were shot at the aircraft. JC, POC, what a terrible deal. I call it the Obama nuclear waste deal.
He called it the JCPOC. He doesn't even know the name of the deal.
Terrible, what a.
He doesn't even know the name of the deal.
JC, POC, what a terrible deal. I call it the Obama nuclear waste deal. Because what he did with that deal is he caused tremendous hardship in the Middle East. It was a terrible, terrible thing. You have a question for President Putin, please?
President,
do you have a question for President Putin? Not so much. What would you like to ask him?
I'm pretty sure he just did the thing that children do where they don't want to admit they're wrong, so they act like what they said was right. Here's what happened here. He called Zelensky Putin. Then he realized he did that, so he pretended like he was actually just talking about Putin the entire time. But he clearly, like, reached over when he said
question
that.
Question for President Putin, please.
He clearly was talking about Zelensky.
President,
do you have a question for President Putin? Not so much. What would you like to ask him? Because I'm going to ask him that.
Wait a minute. Some MAGA supporters in the replies said, "Flubbed looks more like a casual mix-up of words that sounds similar. He speaks all day. Give him a break." Break, homie. I love how Republicans give infinite charitability to a clearly declining Trump who has a war ongoing with Iran that he can't find an off-ramp for, and he definitely can't find an off-ramp for the Russia-Ukraine war. Biden one time like messed up the time of day, and Fox News played this clip for 4 months. The idea that this was a casual mix-up is such cope. This guy is losing his mind. Do you guys remember this clip from 3 days ago where Donald Trump calls Kelly Loeffler Nicki Minaj? Kelly Loeffler works for him in the Small Business Administration. And for reference, this is Kelly Loeffler. This is Kelly Loeffler. She works with Trump. This is Nicki Minaj. She does not work with Donald Trump. But let me play for you this clip.
Along with the CEO of Intercontinental Exchange, Jeffrey Sprecher, my friend, Jeff. That means the New York Stock Exchange. That's another word for New York Stock Exchange and various other. I said, "So you own the New York Stock Exchange?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What else?" He said, "He owns numerous exchanges." And I was very proud to see them together today with NASDAQ. But Jeff is great, and he's married to a person who's doing a phenomenal job at the SBA, Small Business
Nicki Minaj, who's so incredible. They call it small business, Nicki, but when you add it up, it's bigger than any bank probably in the world, right? I don't know. It's Larry. It's
he said Nicki Minaj.
It's great, and he's married to a person who's doing a phenomenal job at the SBA. Small business, Nicki Minaj, who's so incredible. They call it small business, Nicki, but when you...
I think some of my favorite policy proposals from this administration have come from none other than Nicki Minaj. I used to really like Nicki Minaj's music. I still like her music, but she's gone onto this weird like Trump train tangent, and it's just kind of... it's off-putting, you know what I mean? But to continue, Donald Trump then gets asked about inflation, and he says, inflation is down, everything is great. You know, if Donald Trump himself has never had to worry about medical bills, grocery store bills, if he's never had to worry about rent, how is he ever supposed to empathize with the average American who is currently struggling to pay rent, struggling to pay for medical bills, struggling to go to the grocery store? I was talking to Brian Tyler Cohen yesterday on an episode, and he made a good point. Brian said that Trump ran on the cost of an egg during the election. He got so granular that he would hold eggs and talk about the cost of an egg. Now he's saying stuff like this.
Inflation. And now inflation is way down. Everything is great. We have the prices are coming down, but we inherited, you know, they talk about different, they use different words to describe it. They had very high prices. The prices are coming down. And when the oil comes, you know, the oil is coming way down. The oil dropped by 50% in the last month. And when that comes down, it brings everything else down. No, it's affordability. And they came up with the word affordability. You know, like, I take over, I'm there for one day, and they say, affordability, affordability. I said, I've been here for one. Remember with the eggs, the first day or 2 days later, I have my first news, and they talked about eggs. They said, the eggs have gone up five times. I've been in office for one day. And I said, well...
how the hell is this the president of the United States? I want to play one final clip of Zelensky getting a jab in at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is talking about Putin, talking about meeting in Moscow, and he asks Zelensky, would you go to Moscow? And Zelensky says, it's pretty difficult. There are a lot of Ukrainian drones in Moscow right now. Everyone laughs, but Trump doesn't find it too funny.
And, you know, really great support. One of the things you talk about questions for Putin... but one of the things that I talked to him about was, where would you want to meet? And he said, ideally in Moscow. I said, you're not going to meet in Moscow. You know, it just doesn't work. You can't do that. But he'll meet, and Zelensky's going to meet, and something's going to happen that's going to be positive. And I think, I hope it's going to happen soon, because they have to, number one, lives, but number two, building your country. Because it's got a tremendous... future, in my opinion. Yeah.
Where was it held, and when would that happen?
I don't know.
Mr. President
Putin said, I would love to meet in Moscow. And I said, I don't think, you know, I have to put myself in his position. I don't know that he'd go to Moscow. Maybe he would. Would you go to Moscow?
It's difficult. There are a lot of Ukrainian drones there. That's right. It's dangerous.
He doesn't want to be hit by a drone. It's hard to go to Moscow.
Can I just point out, this entire thing is so humiliating. Zelensky had a great quip, but Donald Trump doesn't understand how much Putin is playing him for a fool. Trump rolled out the red carpet because Putin promised that he would come to the United States and that he would make a deal. Donald Trump said there would be intense consequences if a deal wasn't made. Well, guess what? There was no deal made, and Putin continued to strike on and kill Ukrainian civilians and try to take their land. Now, Putin is putting a new parameter around it. He's saying, if you want a deal, everyone's got to come to Moscow. He's clearly trying to humiliate them. He wouldn't give them a deal. It would fall through, and then they would just be in Moscow looking like fools as Putin plays them like his little toys. At the same time, this looks bad for even J.D. Vance. If we pivot over to Iran for 1 second, a lot of people in the Trump administration, a lot of Republicans, and a lot of people in the media, conservative media, put the entire Iran deal and the ceasefire on J.D. Vance, which isn't quite unfair. J.D. Vance is the one that went to Geneva and helped negotiate it. But it's also Trump's fault. It's also Rubio's fault. It's everybody. They all have agency in this situation. But Vance is the one who has been leading the way and who is seen as a de facto architect of this deal. This looks very bad for him and the future of his political career. I'm going to continue to break down the NATO summit throughout the day. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.